I want to point out again that there are ion pumps, specifically the sodium-potassium pump found in the membrane of the neurons and the cell membrane. And these pumps are constantly removing sodium from inside the neuron, putting it to the outside, and bringing potassium from the outside to the inside of the neuron. So they're working all the time. And their job basically is to keep that, to try to always maintain that chemical disequilibrium. They're not always successful because there are other events that take place that we'll talk about. And if they were successful all the time, it would be bad because you wouldn't be able to generate an action potential. But in any case, when this neuron is not working, when it's not actually generating an action potential, these ion pumps are going to be very important to bringing the neuron back to its state of chemical disequilibrium so that it can fire again. And I want to point out the other thing about the ion pumps is that they use energy. And the reason they use energy is because they are moving ions against the concentration gradient. They are taking potassium from where it's very rare outside of the cell, the neuron, and bringing it to the inside of the neuron where it's very abundant. And they're doing the same with sodium. They're taking it from where it's rare inside the neuron to the outside where it is abundant. And so they're moving these ions against the concentration gradient. In other words, they're going against what would happen by regular simple diffusion. So that's why they have to use ATP, which is energy, and they do this, they get the ATP, of course, from the food that you eat.